Welcome back to Crusade Radio. My name is Brittany Slusher, and we're talking about miracles today. I'm here with Treon Lassiter, and she has a testimony of a deliverance that she's had.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Treon.
I'm glad to be able to share this because I know the outward manifestations of healing and different miracles are very powerful, but when God changes someone inside, you know, that's just special to me, so I want to share this one. Well, we were going through a trial about, I don't know how many years ago it's been, several years ago with our oldest daughter, and she was making some wrong decisions, and I had supported her in some of those wrong decisions. And over a period of time, I began to see that that was definitely the wrong thing to do, that it had taken a detrimental toll on her spiritual life, and I began to be very convicted about it, and I prayed about it because I knew I had done the wrong thing. I talked to her about it. Of course, by that time, it was too late to get her to change, but I prayed about it, and I sought God's forgiveness, and my daughter continued on in the same decision that she was making. Well, the guilt and shame and just the overwhelming feelings of unworthiness just began to permeate me. I mean, they just live with me all the time. And I think they were just sort of piling up on top of each other. And on the surface, I was living a normal life. You know, I was still going about my business. I was taking care of my family. My husband's a pastor. He was pastoring a church. We were doing all the normal things you do. But every night when I went to pray, I would kneel to pray, and the first thing, I couldn't even get anything else out of my mouth. It was just right there on my, it was sort of like on my back, and it was like, how could you have done that, you know, God, you know. And so I had to, every night I would have to ask God for forgiveness for the same thing, and not just every night, it was every time I prayed, and multiple times during the day, I would just keep asking God to forgive me. It was like I was driven to do it. I couldn't forget it. I couldn't move on. So there was not a lot of peace. There wasn't any, assurance that God loved me. I didn't feel like He had really forgiven me for that. And so I was living like this, and it was pretty miserable. So it was getting worse and worse. And I even got to the point where I thought, that I was even born for this reason. I was, like the scripture says about, who was it? Esau was born for, yeah, anyway.
Well,
anyway, I thought even, I got to the point where my mind, I was just thinking, well, I was just, you know, I was put here as a stumbling block, and I caused my daughter to stumble, and I thought, you know, I've never really been a part of the church, a part of the body of Christ. One night it was particularly bad. We were having praise and worship service, and I know it was the devil now doing it, but he was like telling me I had no business being here among God's people.
And
you know,
he does that to us.
Yeah.
He doesn't want us to feel part of the body.
Yeah, and I kept thinking, oh, I got to get out of here. I have to go. And I had already thought about running away. That scenario had already been through my mind, but I thought, oh my, I can't leave my children. You know, I can't just up and leave them. And I was just sort of in a quandary. But this one night we were having praise and worship at our house, and our custom is we sing songs to God, and we worship Him in that way. And then the lights are kind of low, and it's very intimate. And then everyone can just kneel where they are. They might go to different spots, you know, in the house where we were, and just pray. Some people pray out loud, and some people pray privately. But this night, it was particularly bad for me, and I was just thinking, man, I have to get out of here. I just can't stand it anymore. I can't live like this anymore. And so I had knelt down on the floor, and we were done singing, and I had knelt down on the floor, and there were a couple of other people in the room with me. It's a big music room. But the music was playing softly, and I was just praying, just a private prayer. I was just crying out to God for God to help me, because I just was at my limit. I just couldn't handle it anymore. And unbeknownst to my to me or to my husband, God had told him to go find your wife, to lay hands on her. And so he came and found me where I was, and he put his hands on me, and he began praying in tongues. And I didn't know what this was about. I hadn't asked him to come over, but he began praying in tongues over me. And at that moment, I felt that lift from me, that, and it was, it's hard to explain, because there were no words spoken between my husband and I, but I knew that somehow God translated his hands on my head as forgiveness. I knew I had already been forgiven. But anyway, that night I was set completely free from all of those guilt feelings, and just peace just flooded my soul, and I knew I was delivered at that point, and it was just wonderful. Well, the next Sunday morning, of course, I shared it with everybody, you know, what had happened to me, you know, and they didn't really have any idea what I had been going through, so it was a kind of a shock to them, but I shared it with everybody. But so the next Sunday morning, I got up before everybody else did, and I was going to go out to the swing, and I took my Bible with me. I was going to read the Bible and just worship for a while. And so I went out and sat down. It was early in the morning. And I decided to pray before I opened my Bible, so I just, you know, bowed my head. And as I began to pray, I started to say, as was my habit, "Oh, Lord, please forgive." And I couldn't even get the word "forgive" all the way out. When I heard the Lord, he interrupted me. It's the first time I'd ever experienced anything like that either. He interrupted me and said, "Don't bring that up to me again." And so when he said that, I just shouted. I just rejoiced. And I had to go in the house and wake everybody else up and tell them what the Lord had done for me.
It's so great how he will take that shame and that guilt from us.
That's right.
He will deliver us from all of that, and mm-hmm. he lifts it off our shoulders, because he knows that we cannot bear it.
Yeah, and no one else could have done that for me, Brittany.
No.
No one else. My husband could tell me I'm a good wife and I'm a good Christian and anybody else, and it wouldn't have made the difference. But just being touched by God, I knew that I was accepted by him, and that he had forgiven me for that, you know, years ago, and I just had let the devil talk me into being unforgiven.
Yeah. He likes to bring that shame to our feet.
Yeah. But the Lord doesn't want people to live that way in guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. He wants them to live free. So I couldn't really worship him freely, because I was always saying, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry, you know, for this same old thing." So he wanted me to be free to worship him. So I just praise the Lord for that. One other thing I wanted to share, when I went into the house after the Lord had spoken to me and said, "Don't bring that up to me again," well, I told my husband that, and the Lord gave him some words for me, and he said, "She whom the Lord has set free is free indeed." So I've accepted that from that point on.
As we have freedom in him.
That's right.
Thank you, Treon, for sharing your testimony.
I was glad to share it.
You've been listening to Crusade Radio. Stay tuned for more great testimonies and great miracles God is ever working in our lives.